Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Pondy Dynasty, Nigeria.
Hello, everyone. Drum roll, please. The geeter with the heater, the big boss with the hot sauce, Philadelphia's broadcasting pioneer and legend, the one and only Jerry Blavitt, right here on the Jerry Petito Show. Somebody pinch me. Hello, my friend. How are you?
You are the greatest thing that ever happened since radio. The fans out there listening to this young lady, she is a major star. And I'm not talking about Sally
Starr.
I'm talking about this
star. You're amazing.
Listen, let me hold it. Before you start, how's a little girl like you that was born in 1961 know all about this wonderful music when you were just a little girl? I started a year before you were born.
All right. I'm going to share something with you, and I say this on a lot of my interviews on RTR. Because that's where all the music is. I'm on five different networks. But what I always say when I play the oldies and I do the shows with the music is this. I say, I was born too late. And the reason I say that is, I should have been a hippie in the 50s. I would have had a black leather jacket on, a ponytail, and a poodle skirt. I was a huge Elvis fan and oldies and hip-hop, and here I am. And never in a million years did I ever think I was going to be interviewing you. I mean, think about that. 1961 I was born, and I listened to you most of my life, and here we are today.
Well, listen, I got to say, you just said Born Too Late, a great song by the Ponies.
Yes.
Why was I born too late?
Yeah, you're right, baby. I know the song, honey. You know, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk about anything it is you want to talk about today, because there's just so much. But before we start with that, I want to just bring something up. They also called you the rebel jock that rocks the big clock.
The rebel jock that rocks the big tick-tock on the tower power. The reason that I said the rebel jock, I was not doing what other disc jockeys were doing. I was not playing format radio. I was picking my own music. I would not let a program director dictate to me. If I liked something, if I had a storyline that affected me as a kid growing up in a relationship with a girlfriend or a girl, the lyric hit me. The lyric I would play, I shared my life with a young teenager, with the dancing and the rhythm beat, because I began as a dancer. It was Little Richard, it was Chuck Berry, it was Fats Domino. But more important, the Black Cats. I'll give you an example. In the early days of rock and roll, the major record companies, Mercury, Decca, would cover all of the R&B artists. Sweet Lily D, which was the real hit by Laverne Baker, as you know, Georgia Gibbs had the hit because nationally they had the distribution. But me as a kid, I always was inquisitive. Music always hit my ear. And Pretty Lady, if you read my book, You Only Rock Once, you will see that I came from a broken family. My father was a Jewish racketeer. He was in and out of the can. He ran away, and he married my my mother, who was a little Italian girl, back then you're not supposed to marry out of your religion.
Mm.
He was 21, she was 16. She was disowned, he was disowned. It's all in the book. So I was raised by nuns. But one thing I always heard in the family when I was with the Italian side was music,
yeah.
Music. And during the loneliness of me, because we were outcasts, Roberta and I, because of the fact we had a Jewish father. And, you know, back then, as I said, you know, you didn't marry out of your faith. So music was always a part. And when I went on radio, I was doing a talk show. And the club that I was doing it from was shut down because of a snowstorm. So I owned the time, and I went up this little station in Camden, WCAM, 250-watt station, and I started to play Little Richard, Fats Domino, Laverne Baker, The Platters, Frankie Lyman. Kids were surfing the dial. And when they heard this music, which was an oldies to me, it was new to them.
Wow.
And they flipped over it. So I figured, I'm not going to do a radio show from a club. I'm going to do it from a studio. And that's when I said, I'm doing something completely different than radio is doing. So I became the Rebel Jock.
I love it.
That rocked the big tick-tock on the tower, power clock. The tick-tock was the clock. When you go across the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, Camden City Hall, you see it going across the bridge. I broadcast on the 18th floor, which right above the clock. So I was the Rebel Jock, rocking the big tick-tock on the Tower of Power clock, because that signal that WCAM had was amazing. I mean, it would bounce right off the river. So that's how that became the Rebel Jock.
It's amazing. You know, I remember growing up, I remember being in the car with my parents and saying, put on the Geeter, Mom. You know what I mean? Like, and here I am. Can we talk about your age? Can we tell everyone?
Yeah, listen. Youth is a gift of nature. Age
yes.
is a work of art.
Yes.
If you love what you do, pretty lady, you will grow old, but you will not get older.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow older, but you ain't going to grow old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been blessed. I've been blessed to follow a career which began when I was 13 years of age. And, you know, it's interesting because I began as a dancer in the book. You read that on Bandstand.
Yep, on Bandstand, yes.
Right. And I snuck into Bandstand with the kids from South Philly, and there was a dance contest going on. I was 13. You had to be 14. I got into the dance contest with a girl called Jo Mizzou from the neighborhood, and won the dance contest. So all of a sudden, when I went back to South Philly, I got people saying, hey, we saw you dancing on Bandstand, and I became a regular, and I got into another dance contest, and I won that contest. And Bob Warren, the host, said, look, no more dance contests. We also know that you're not 14, but you're getting all fan mail. You're one of the most popular kids on the show. We're not going to, can't let you chase you. But what we're going to do is no more dance contests, but we're going to make you the head of the dance committee. You're going to pick the kids that rotate from the stands onto the floor, the committee. I became the head of the committee. He then said, what time do you get out of school? I said, I'm off at 2:15, Southeast Catholic official knew him. The show starts at 3:30. He said, can you get up here at 3 o'clock? I want you to pick the records that we're going to pick for Rate the Record. And also, you'll be the head of the committee. You'll get $15 for doing this. And you'll also greet the guests that come on to the show. So I would go up the Bandstand. I would be there by 3. I would be in the office. I would pick the records. I would pick the original record of Good Old Darling by the Gladiolas and say, Bob, this is the original. I would pick Tutti Frutti by Little Richard, not the version by Pat Boone.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Bob Warren is playing the original records by the black artist. And, you know, that's the way it began. And then as the head of the committee, and then as the guy that would greet the guests, when the show would go live, I would be dancing, and the guest would be in the wings, and I would go to Frankie Lane and say, Mr. Lane, when Bob Warren says we have company, you hit that mark and you lip sync your record. I did that with Patti Page and Joni James. I did that with every major star, Vic Damone at that time, the Voices.
Yeah.
That was the music of the day.
Yeah.
And there was a little guy that did a show, a Broadway show, which they were trying out in Philadelphia, called Mr. Wonderful. His name was Sammy Davis. So I went over and I said, Mr. Davis, when Bob Warren says we have company, that's your mark, and he's going to talk to you. He said, man, let me ask you a question. Where'd you learn how to dance like that? I said, hey, man, we all dance like that in South Philadelphia. You try to impress the girls. Well, he broke up. He said to me, man, you got the moves. You're like a little white me.
I love it.
I said, what? I said, what? It was Sammy Davis Jr. And we became friends throughout my entire show business career. He would do my TV show. When he got married in Philadelphia, he married, I was his best man when he married Altabese in Philly. And to the end, when he died, May the 16th, 1990, I zipped him up in California. We were dear friends. I became Don Rickles' valet. This is even before I was the Rebel Jock.
That's so cool.
And with Don Rickles, I met Sinatra. I also had a group called Danny and the Juniors.
Yes.
The song At the Hop.
Yes.
So my career was even before radio.
Right.
I wanted to be always in show business. And I can tell you the interesting thing about my life. Frankie Valli, Frankie Avalon, Little Richard, Dionne Warwick, all of these people that I played their music, we became friends.
Mm.
I not only was a disc jockey playing their music, I respected them, and they respected me. And with Sinatra and Sammy, people say, how were you so close with these people, and you became friends? Because I respected, I was in awe of their talent, but I respected them, and they respected and saw something in me that they saw in themselves. And that's what performers are about. Performers help other performers if they see something in that performer that reminds them of themselves. This is even before radio, you see. And to this day, all of these wonderful people, Gary U.S. Bonds, Ronnie Isley, Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, we're friends, Gary U.S. Bonds. And we talk all the time, you see. So I've been blessed.
Listen, anytime you want to hook me up with any interviews, baby, I'm in. But, you know, all kidding aside, you have been inducted into the Hall of Fame not just once, a few times. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, to be recognized by your peers.
Yeah.
And it is a heartwarming thing because it says to you that you've been doing the right thing all of your life. I didn't follow format radio, as I said to you. I played music from my heart, not a research chart. I identified on radio with my audience. I became almost like a mentor to them. I would go to the high schools and I would talk to the senior classes, to the junior classes. These were listeners. They would invite me. Their parents, if there was a problem with their parents, they would call me, Guido, how should I handle this? My mom doesn't understand. My dad doesn't understand. I said, well, look, take your time. You know, take your time. They'll understand. So I spoke for these kids as their parents would speak to them. And that's the blessing of my life. Even to today, I mean, I've got people come up with me with certain problems, and I talk to them and what they should be doing medically and things of that. You know, so it's been heartwarming, all of these things, really.
You know, when I first talked to you before this interview, I didn't expect you to be so down to earth and just incredible. I expected you to be very nice, of course, but you're just like the average person. And the way you connected with all these kids over the years, that's what blew my mind as well after I learned it.
Well, you know, radio back then belonged to the kids.
Yeah.
Radio, kids listened to radio. Nighttime radio, when I was on, was the most important time for ratings. Because if you had a nighttime listenership of young kids, when they would go to bed, the parent would turn the radio off. When the kid went to school, the mother would turn the radio on. And if she liked what she heard, she would keep the radio on all day. That was the rating process.
Mm.
And it all began because of nighttime radio. Parents that listen to nighttime radio, they watch TV. Kids listened to the Geeter. They listened for Lovers Only. They listened for the Dedication. They listened for me to talk about them and their schools and the records that they liked. So I was, you know, there was a big article written for the Saturday Evening Post. It was by Bruce J. Friedman.
Okay.
Who was a tremendous writer. He also wrote screenplays, and it was called The Number One Cat.
Oh.
And it was National Saturday Evening Post, like Life was a big magazine. And it talked about this kid from Philly who was not only a disc jockey, but a friend and a mentor to the kids. And it was me. And look, I always wanted to have the freedom. And you said when I spoke to you first, I'm no different than anybody else. I am just blessed that I can be a voice for other people. The music I play, music that I wanted to play. If I liked it, I wanted to share it with someone. And I was right. I mean, the first to play Twist and Shout.
Yeah.
The first to play Sherry. The first to play Don't Make Me Over. The first to play He's So Fine. The first to play so many songs. Because I had the freedom. If a promotion man would come in, if he had five records, I would listen to it. And I'd say, hey, this is the record that's going to be a hit. And I'd play it. And it was a hit. I was gifted with an ear for music.
You mentioned Sherry. Sherry Baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who the heck was that Sherry chick anyway? Do you know Michael D'Amore?
Yeah, sure, Michael.
He says to say hello to you, first of all, but he sings Jerry Baby to me, okay? And I laugh and say, who was that Sherry chick anyway?
Well, you know, the song was written by Bob Gordio and Bob Crew. And it's a wonderful story that's in the book. I was at a convention in 1962 at the Fontainebleau in Florida. And Bob Crew was writing, before he did things with Gordio, with a guy by the name of Frank Slay. They had a song called La-Di-Da. They had a song called Silhouettes by the Rays.
Okay.
They were great songwriters.
Yeah.
When they split, Crew became a writer with Gordio, who originally was singing with the Royal Teens, a song called Short Shorts, a song called Believe Me. When he split, they got together with Frankie Valli, who was singing with a group called the Four Lovers, and they became the Four Seasons. But Crew produced and wrote with Gordio all the early hits. So at the Fontainebleau, all of the record guys were there. All of the record companies were there. And I was at the bar, and Crew came up, and we were drinking. And he said, listen, you got to hear something I just cut with the Four Seasons.
Okay.
With Gordio, he wrote it. He said, I think it's a smash. Morris Levy is interested in picking it up and putting it out on his label. So back, all of the record guys had these little portable record turntables where you could put it on and listen to it. You know, I think Bilko probably may have developed this little turntable, you know. So he plays and I said, Crew, it's a smash. He says, I'm glad you think so. I'm going to see Morris at 4 o'clock. I said, great. Well, this is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I go up after we get showered. I'm going to come down to dinner with my manager, Nat Sigel. And we go to the bar, and there's Crew at 6:30. And he's getting drunk. So I said, yo, my man, you made a score. He said, Morris hates the record.
Oh.
He said, for me to tell you that you lost your ear.
Oh.
I said, listen. I said to the bartender, give me the house phone. I called up Abner Hewitt, who was with BJ Records. Jerry Butler, Betty Everett, the Spaniels, Curtis Mayfield, the Impressions. I busted a record for him called Make It Easy on Yourself by Butler. Because I played it, and because I played it, the record stores were getting calls, and IBG went on it. IBG would listen to whatever I would play. And if the phones with the dedications lit up, they couldn't take dedications because it was format radio. Then they would add it to their list. So I busted Butler's record. So Abner knew I had an ear. So I said, I'm going to come up. I'm going to bring Bob Crew up. I want you to hear something which I think is a smash. So we go up. He's got these big speakers in his two suites. And he puts the demo on. And he says, Geeter, you're right. The hit, I like it.
Oh.
He says to Crew, tell me about this group. So Crew says, it's Frankie Valli with the Four Lovers. It's Bob Gordio, the Royal Teens. Abner turns to me and he says, it's a white group? And I said, yeah. Abner says, Geeter, you know, we're a black label. We don't have any white artists. I love this, but I don't know if the black cats are going to play it. I mean, it's R&B. We all R&B, all black artists on the label. I said, Abner, what's music got to do with race, color, and creed? I said, I'm going to prove it's a hit. I said to Crew, can I play this demo? It was a demo, an acetate. I want to take it back to Philadelphia, even though it's got no label. I want to get a reaction from the kids. He said, do it, please. I went back to Camden. And I played Sherry 2 times a night.
Mm.
The phones lit up. Record distributors were getting calls from one stops. Record stores were getting calls for this record that Jerry Blavitz playing called Sherry. Nobody knew where it was. Nobody could get it. I get a call from Mainline Record Distributors, which was the distributor for BJ. And he said, Blavitz. Barry Golden, his name was Blavitz. What's this record you're playing, Sherry? I said, it's the record you are distributing BJ that I wanted Abner to get. He said, Abner passed on it? I said, yeah. He said, he's going to call you tomorrow. Abner called me. He said, Ab Crew call me. You're right. It's a hit. We want to pick it up. The Four Seasons were the first white group ever in 62 to go on a black label.
That's amazing.
After that, there were other artists that they picked up. You know, BJ had the first Beatle record. You know that?
Wow.
You know, and BJ also recorded other white artists. It's because of the acceptance that they got with the Four Seasons. First white artist.
Well, it was also because you insisted that you play it and they hear it. So
well,
you had a lot to do with that.
I knew it was a hit.
Yep, you had a lot to do with that.
But same thing with Dionne Warwick, Florence Greenberg, who owns Scepter. Burt Bacharach said to me, listen, I want you to hear something I just cut with Dionne Warwick. She's doing backup with Sister and her aunt Sissy, you know, Sissy.
Sure.
And her sister Dee Dee Warwick. I heard it. I said, it's a smash. He said, Florence wants to release it with Tommy Hunt. I said, listen. I went back, played at stores, getting calls, Dionne Warwick, smash, baby, but Bob Florence called me up screaming, you're playing the version I wanted to put out. I said, Dionne's version is the hit. And she put it out, and the rest was same thing with Twist and Shout.
Beth.
You know, with the Honestly.
Yeah. Amazing.
So I've been blessed.
Amazing. So I have a couple questions for you. Okay, baby. So, you know, music is a must for you
right.
to keep your joy, especially if it's Elvis, because Elvis is my boy. So, having said that, Sweet Pea, I heard you kind of met him, huh?
Yep.
Tell us.
I tell you what happened. Matt Stamino, as I said, a dear friend of mine at that time. He just passed a little while ago, several years ago. I had to fly out to California. It may have been the time when I did the Monkees. Fats was appearing at the Flamingo. So I had a layover, and I figured we flew into Vegas coming back. So I went to see Fats. He was at the Flamingo during the lounge act, and he didn't know that I was in town to see him. So I sat right up front, and he saw me because he had done my TV show, and we were friends. And he said, the Gator's in the house. The Gator's in the house. And when Fats would end his set, he would end it with when the Saints come marching. And everybody would be leaving the stage, okay, blowing the horn. And Fats would be, you know, that way in the Saints. And then he'd leave, and they'd be going through the audience singing When the Saints. And he said to me, man, come on back. Come on back in my dressing room. So I went back to his dressing room, and, you know, when Fats, he would sweat when he was on stage. So he had his valet back there, and he would take his shirt off, and he'd be all toweled up because he was sweating. And I'd be facing Fats, and the door would be behind me.
Okay.
So there's a knock on the door, and Fats says to Bernard, his valet, hey, open up the door. See who it is. So Bernard went to the door, opened up the door, and he came back to Fats and said, whispered in his ear. Fats said, let him in. In walks Elvis Presley.
Mm.
Now I got my back to him, and he goes to Fats, and I look at him. And he was in Vegas doing the one-man show they brought back where he sat in the audience, was dressed all in black. With an audience, I looked at this cat. I said, man, that ain't strange, but this cat's really a handsome dude.
Yes, baby.
All right, handsome. He has a black leather, you know, and with the black, pitch black hair. So Elvis says to Fats, Mr. Domino, you know, I'm your biggest fan. And Fats says, well, Elvis, man, you know, I know everything you've done. And he said, by the way, say hello to my man, the Geeter.
Yeah.
He turns to me and he says, Mr. Geeter, it's a pleasure to meet you. When I broke up, I said, Elvis, you don't have to call me Mr. Just call me Geeter. He says, I call everybody Mr.
down south, yeah.
we met, and then Sammy Davis was a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Big fan, and I saw him again with Sammy. But he was something, man. He was something else. But, you know, Sinatra. I mean, you know, to be in the presence of these people, as I said, it's mind-boggling.
Mm.
I mean, I'd sit with Frank, and we'd have dinner together. I would send Frank out and his wife, Barbara, macaroni. I would send Sammy out macaroni.
Oh.
Rickles macaroni from Philadelphia, Toledo's macaroni. But they looked at me as a person they could trust.
Right.
I was a fan, but I respected their privacy and I respected their trust. And that's what it was, you know.
Well, I never got to meet Elvis. I actually still have the ticket framed from 1977. He passed away before that concert. I was 16. Mm-hmm. In my Elvis poker room. I had an Elvis poker table made as well. I got to interview his nurse, Marion, who's, I talked to her yesterday, actually, years ago.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to meet Priscilla at one of the concerts, but then COVID hit, and I got a hello from Priscilla. And I'm going to be interviewing the gentleman that goes by Elvis, Aaron Presley Jr. So, you know, now talking to you, who met him, you know, I would love to hug you.
Well,
I would love to hug you anyway.
If you would have met him.
Oh, please. I'd be in jail.
He was very, very humble. He was, you know, and it's so sad.
Yes.
So many of the great stars, unfortunately, for some reason, got hooked on drugs and alcohol. Frankie Lyman.
Right.
I mean, you know, Whitney Houston.
Right.
You can go on and on
sad.
And on. Drugs. Michael Jackson.
Right.
You know, when God gives you a talent, that is a gift from him to you. It's a precious gift. You have to protect that. You have to appreciate that. And you have to know that you are in a position that young people are impressionable with not only the way you sing, but your lifestyle, the way you act. That's why when that movement came with drug culture, I stayed away from that, where all of these artists, they have a responsibility to the audience. You've got to be straight. The audience, as I said, are impressionable.
Yes.
And it's so sad with Elvis.
Yes. And
I met him in his prime.
Yep.
In his prime.
You know, and his grandson, rest in peace as well, Ben. It's just,
it's
heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, Jerry.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to share something with you because it's interesting you brought up God's gift and your talent. I write poetry. I'm an author and all that. And in one of my poems, I talk about our gifts and our talents, and that's what it's titled, actually, Gifts and Talents. And I say, you know, we're all given gifts, and it's up to us to figure that out and honor God by using it. And sharing it. And
do wonderful things.
Yes.
If you're doing, talking to your audience. That's the important thing. When a light from God.
Yes.
You know, I tell the story about a fellow by the name of Saul, who was on his way to Damascus.
That's right, baby.
To persecute the Christians.
That's right.
And a light hit him. And the light said, Paul, why do you persecute my Christians? He became the greatest saint.
That's right.
In Catholicism. He saw the light. God saw something in this person that was a sinner, a persecutor of Christians. That's something that he needed for him to be the light of the world. When talent is given to you by God.
Yes.
That's the light of the world. Share that.
Share it.
Protect it.
Yes.
Give it back to the audience.
I love that. Yes. I love it.
Truth.
It's
the truth. Yeah.
I tell a lot of young artists, you know, I always say this to them. I ask them on my shows, I say, what do you think about you, yourself, as a musician, as a singer, as a songwriter? And a lot of them will say, well, I'm very critical about myself, and, you know, I'm good, but I just, you know, I'm critical, and I stop them dead in their tracks, and I say this, if we're capable of telling someone else how incredible they are, you need to be able to look into the mirror and thank God and say, thank you, I'm incredible as well.
Listen, and another thing, sometimes you're going to fall.
Yes.
But the road is rocky. My life, if you read the book, has had ups and downs, but I never deviated from wanting to be an entertainer. I never intended to be a disc jockey. I began as a dancer. I began as a road manager. I began as a valet with Don Rickles.
That's crazy.
I went through every facet. Radio, by the grace of God, happened by accident. I was shooting crap when I came off the road with Danny Jr., shooting dice with the guys. The guy had a club. He said, I'm looking to do something to, you know, to build an audience, you know, in the club. I said, I'll do a radio show. He said, what do you know about radio? I said, listen, I've been on the road with Danny and the Juniors. I've been to the disc jockey. I know what they do. I know how they move. So he said, you'll never do it. I said, look, I got to make my number. I shot the dice. I made my number. He said, holy shit, you're that lucky. I'll do a radio show. And I went and I bought the time. And I did a club thing. There was a snowstorm that closed the club down. I had the time. I owned the time. I got advertisers. I took my old records. And I started this thing, which to this day, still, I mean, a young person hears Run Around Sue for the first time. They sing along with it. A young kid hears My Girl, My Girl. They sing along with it. I mean, that's the beauty of music. It speaks to you. When these kids would call me up and say, I just met Dieter, I just met Sue at the dance. I'd like to play something for me. I only have eyes for you. This is for Sue. She'd call, wow, play something for him, Tom. Okay, I got a song. You belong to me. So music speaks to the human experience through life.
Amazing.
That we experience, you see.
You know, we've got about 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure you have the opportunity to say whatever it is you want to say to all your fans, because you have millions and millions and millions of fans. And I want, what's happening with you now, what you want them to know?
Well, I want them to know that I have appreciated the love and the respect that they have given me. So all of these years that I've been doing what I've been doing. If I did not find this passion for what I have no idea where I might have been today. People say to me, well, if you didn't become the Geeter, what would you have done? I might have become a priest. I've always wanted maybe to teach, and I teach through my music. But I grew up in a world that will never be. There was a world of neighbors. There was a world of respect. You're on the corner. Where are you from? You don't belong here. You come back here again, we're going to kick you in the ass. You respected law and order. You respected. I looked up to older people who were smarter than me, people in show business that I wanted to emulate. It's a different world today.
Right.
All of those people and the young people today who understand who I am. I'm from an old school. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Regardless of race, color, or creed, or denomination, we're all God's creatures. Respect each other. Don't push, push, push. Respect each other. Everything will be the way it will be in time. It takes time for change. And that's what I am. I am who I am, and I do what I do.
It's amazing. You're amazing. Do you want to tell them what you, where you, you know, broadcast from now?
You know, it's interesting, love. If they really want to know who this guy is, get a copy
yes.
of the book that I have, You Only Rock Once. There are three screenplays being made.
Okay.
But there is so much information from my childhood, from the loneliness, from the nuns being raised in Catholic school, from Bandstand, from meeting Sinatra, who called me Matchstick, and we became lifelong friends. If you really want to learn what America was back then, and it will never be, I could never do today what I did back then.
Amazing.
Because it's a different world. But if you read the book,
yes,
you'll get a sense of where it all came from.
Well, I'm going to order that book today, and when I get it, I'm going to text you a photo of me holding it.
I'll sign it. You go online, Amazon.com.
Yep.
And it's still a bestseller. And you've got to read the reviews on this.
Yes. I don't need to read the reviews. I need to just read it because, first of all, I'm honored. I want to say my thank yous to you, first and foremost, for giving me this incredible interview, Jerry.
Listen, pretty lady, you found a passion. Don't let anybody take that away from you.
No.
And I would really like to meet you. Come and see me anytime, wherever I am. You know, I'm at Memories in Margate over the weekends. I'm at Bally's on a Thursday night beach bar from 4 to 6. I'm at a wonderful place in Atlantic City called the Showboat on Tuesday. It's called the Lucky Snake Arcade and Sports Bar. From 4 to 5, you can bring the entire family. And then I'm in Seattle City at the Aura House Pub with a happy hour. But more important, as long as God gives me good health, I'll be 81 July 3rd.
Amazing.
You know, and I still dance. So
I know. Amazing.
You know, but it's a rewarding career to know that in this universe I've made people happy. And I've helped young people sometimes who lose the way, but found the way from the inspiration that I've given to them. So that's it.
Well, I want to say thank you and a hello to Lois Lipton because she introduced us.
Mm-hmm.
She made this happen.
When I was in Delaware. Yeah.
Yep. So thank you to her. And listen, I love you. I've always loved you.
Stay in touch with
yes.
me. And whatever you need, you know, I'll try and hook you up with Frankie Valli and Avalon.
Well, baby,
and
let's
Bobby
do
Rydell.
It. Listen, I had Bobby Rydell. I interviewed Bobby Rydell. Right. I want Frankie Avalon.
All right. I'll get it done. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I love
okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you so much for this interview. You rock.
Thank you, and stay well now, okay?
Everybody. The Geeter with the Heater right here on the Jerry Petito Show. Love you, baby.
Love.
Well, first of all, we want to really thank the wonderful Geeter with the Heater tonight, Jerry Blavitt. We want to respect his wishes and with a total interview, uninterrupted. Jersey Jewel, the 2019 Internet Wonder and Lifetime Achiever of the same hall. How do you feel tonight about this show? We're blessed to have a iconic legend of rock and roll. Jerry Blavitt knew and knows everyone. And hopefully one day I get a chance to meet him as well because I know a guy. But, you know what I'm saying? But for me being a disc jockey and being a person that does this type of work on a constant basis, he's one of the people that I look up to. And admire. And so we're glad, I know he's gone now, but we're glad to have him here tonight on the Jerry Petito Show. You talk Hall of Famer, and then we'll bring on some callers.
So I'm on cloud nine, and I have to say this, I'm on cloud nine for both of us, you and I. Me because it's me, and oh my gosh, Jerry Blavitt, are you kidding me? And you because you're a Hall of Fame DJ, and look who we just had on, O&E.
Oh,
I mean, are
man.
You kidding me? Are you kidding me, right?
The world knows.
I
mean, you know, there's a lot of haters, Jerry, sometimes within the camp.
Well,
and what's crazy is that we know a guy. You know, we don't just do this, you know, for fanfare or fashion. We do it because we're professionals. And you've always brought in, you know, outstanding, you know, block-busting, you know, talent and interview them on a constant basis, man. I mean, when he talked about being on top of that tower right there on Campbell Avenue, right, in Camden, New Jersey, where that, you know,
right.
big tower was there, with, and 13th and Campbell, right? And his studio looked out into the city of Philadelphia, which was his base. And he was playing songs, man, stepping up and saying, hey, Hispanics, African Americans, everyone has the right to be heard, when mainstream radio, Jerry, didn't play them. You're looking at a
right.
champion of civil rights. You know, civil rights doesn't always come the way the history book says. There's a whole lot of people who made a lot of moves, man.
Right.
And just like right. Jerry Petito, who said on this radio station twice, I'm black. Well, we didn't go into that. But anyway. But had a teaser, man. And all the folks out there tonight, I'm calling in from Nassau, Long Island. Taking care of business. I'm not in a regular studio. So all my family here in Long Island says hi. And, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. Sometimes, man, I got to have fun. I'm always working for you guys, man. Life is too short. So I'm with family tonight, having a great time, and still doing radio, and still making on time, and still never miss the show. All right, Jerry Petito. We're going to talk about this man right here, but we're going to bring on a Hall of Famer. This
Let's
man
do it.
Is a legend. A teaching icon, and a mentor extraordinaire. This man has helped us, and many other people who are calling on this line tonight have been voted in by this man, okay, when it was just me and him in the voting process before we had an active commissioner in it. A person that's been with us since 2017 and has given us countless shows of excellence. He is the Magic Man Haru, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. And one day, hopefully, and we believe one day, his works will be performed as a lifetime achiever. Huni Bakatun, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent, just trying to catch my breath. I'm trying to, you know, with all the titles that the Hall of Fame sensation, Jerry Pettitte, Class of 2019, Anna Wadell, Host of the Year, Lifetime Achiever. I mean, do you got any oxygen I can use, sir?
No. You just sucked out the air up. But how was
anyway,
this
Jerry,
show being able to hear Jerry Blavitt tonight, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm talking the rock. That's where I would be one day. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame disc jockey extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Enshrining Jerry Blavitt.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the work that he put in. And honestly, I give thanks to all in all for this show, O&E Dynasty, definitely for you, Jersey Jewel, Jerry Pettitte, for making it happen. But trust me, I wouldn't have heard it any other way. And I give thanks to you for you being who and what you are. And you're just an open vessel. So it was only a matter of time for someone of that type of greatness to come on and suck with somebody else that's also just as great. So I thank you for everything that
My God, I love
wow,
you,
wow, Jerry. Wow.
I love
you.
You
know, you're talking about somebody
you're
who's
amazing.
Great. You look at a person who has 69 all-time connection records, you right. know, at one entity, has been with two networks, part of his resume of outstanding legacy, a teacher, a scholar, a person that every child should want to be like. And I never said this on the air before, but every child, whether the female or male, should want to be like Huni Bakatun. He is not only my brother, but he's a teammate. You know, never give me a bit of trouble, you know. And he's a person that you can rely on, and that's why I'm so proud of him. And once again, Huni, we thank you for calling in tonight, man, on this very, very special Jerry Pettitte show.
I thank both of y'all. Love y'all with the heart and soul of me. Trust me, it's a humbling thing to be able to listen to the words that I know is very, very sincere from you, DJ Olasky, as well as Jerry. Trust me, I know it's heartfelt, okay? And you know the feelings is mutual for both of y'all.
Well, I want to say something real quick to you, Huni. You've supported me from day one, Huni, and I've done my best to try to support you as well. And, you know, you own a piece of my heart. You know, I love you, man.
I appreciate it. Oh, let me do a plug right quick. Hey, my show is coming up 2 days later, Thursday evening, 9:30, and I will be speaking about another side of the story. Okay?
Yeah.
Very, very important, you know, because things have been one-sided for such a long time, but this one here has a lot to do with the one-sidedness of so-called black media. And I'm really, really sick of it, so it's something that I definitely have to address. On my show, We Will Aware You, 9:30, coming up in two nights from tonight. Thank you.
There you go,
the
baby.
The Hall of Fame enshrinee for the class of 2020, Huni Bakatun. We go to our next caller, Jerry, and, you know, this caller, man, is what more can we say about this young lady? This young lady has the opportunity to be where you and Huni are right now. Managed by Tara Strength, the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther.
Hi, peace and blessings, Gary.
Sister Bessie, how you doing, baby?
How you doing? You know what? I just want to thank you for bringing Geeter with the Heater on, because I didn't know about this person. You know, and no. I really, no, and I really enjoyed the music he was stating, because I sat down here and wrote some of the music that I like and that I grew up with, like Sarah Vaughan, Nat King Cole, and when he said, when he said Franklin Lyman, oh, my face lit up, and the Platters, and you wouldn't believe it, but I love myself some Janis Joplin.
Oh, me too, baby. Oh, yes.
So I enjoyed his story, and you know I always enjoy you. And, Jerry, I just want you to know you're a powerhouse. I've learned a lot from you and your professionalism. And you're one of a kind. And I just want to say you are wonderful in what you do. And I'm learning from you, and I hope I can do just as well as you. I love you so much.
Sis Bessie, I love you too. And listen, I feel the same way about you. And I know you've got this, girl. I mean, I put my vote in, honey, for you. And, you know, I just love you. And I want to thank you for calling in. And tell everybody when your show is.
My show is on the 10th of September. And I will be my controversial self again.
I love it.
We want to thank Sister Bessie Truth. And first of all, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be nominated. I know how that is, Sister Bessie. I've been there. And just to be nominated is a great gift. You know, something that Jerry Petito said, you know, just to be nominated, it calls for clapping. And, you know, I thought about that a lot of times. And we're all looking forward to On the Honors. We're all looking forward to October 17th when we know, right? That's it, so. You know, first of all, congratulations for being nominated and one of the 23 in the world to be nominated. Your work, hard work, you know, controversial work has made the world know you, and that's important. What we do on the radio is more important than Hall of Fame nominations, enshrinement, or accolades, because we didn't come on the radio to do that in the first place. We came on the radio to be heard. That's the most important thing. So we want to congratulate you. And you've earned your nomination.
Thank you. Peace.
All right. Now we go to the next caller. This young man is a charter member of our network, okay? And definitely another person who's controversial. But, however, he always comes to work on time. You know, I can't remember a lot of times this man's missed a day on the Dynasty. And he comes up with great concepts and great shows. He's your true friend, Will of God. Will, how you doing tonight?
Yo, what's up? What's up? How y'all living tonight?
Hey, Will.
How you doing, baby?
First of all, I can't say it loud, so I got to say it soft. Jerry Potato!
I love you. You're crazy, man.
Because if I say it loud, I might get kicked out of wherever the hell I'm at, you know. Sometimes when you're homeless, you got to be able to fit in. Hello, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yo, I just tuned in late, and Brother O could tell you exact time when I tuned in. And I was like, what's today? I just came out the studio with my boy Legend Noel. He's a comedian and everything. And I was like, today's Tuesday. And not to disrespect any other host out there, you got to remember, I don't know when my minutes might cut off, so I'm going to hurry up and talk because I got to pay another $10 for, you know, another 1,000 minutes. But, my God, when you have a person and then persons and every now people, I'm not just picking on Jerry because every host on this network and on Beverly Nation and Damon, you know, they all come with the ruckus. The only problem is y'all don't tune in to find out what the hell the ruckus is. But, you know, that's your problem. And it's my problem, too, because I fall short. I'm going to try to change the game. But until then, my God, woman, See, that's what I like about Geritol. Geritol makes you not only get old, but it makes you stay alive. You don't have to get vaccinated. Bad word. Do not drink Geritol, people. You might find out a problem. No, that's not a problem, is it? I don't know. Rolaise spells relief. But I love what I had to hear tonight, because my goodness, man, Jesus Christ, God is good. So when you come next Tuesday, next month, God knows everybody not going to be ready, because right now you like an equation. An equation is way better than a situation, because sometimes the situation will become a problem. I love you, girl. Kill the game.
Man, I love you too, you crazy nut.
When's your next show, Will?
Oh, I'm sorry. My next show is this Friday, y'all. It's called Too Thorough by Will of God. And I'm interviewing a comedian that's been on Comic Relief, and he knows Michael Blackston, because he was in the wedding with him personally. He knows him really good.
Okay.
And his name is Legend Noel. And then I have a special host also that's going to be having fun with us while we talk with the new topic, which is New Thoughts, New Problems 2021. And it's an open forum where I want everybody to just think about all the thoughts that you have in your head. The problem is the thoughts that you have a problem or the situation? And we're going to figure it out, because if it's a good thought, well, how is that a problem? But if the thought happens to be bad or negative, and we can look through that negativity and see right through the light and see what the hell we going through in this world, my God, we might be able to fix the problems. But that's just something stupid I just said. Amen.
Love you, man.
2000.
He's so crazy.
And
I love
15.
Him.
2015. Charter member. We only have 3 left. Imagine that, Jerry Petito. Only 3 left of the original charter.
Crazy.
And that is Will of God, Andrea Presley, and Antonia Bass. But we're still glad to have him. Antonia came in 2013, and both Will and Andrea Presley is about to celebrate, you ready for this? Her 6-year broadcasting this year. Before we go to the next part, talk about that for a second. From the first ever Lifetime Achievement to the Hall of Fame, and one of our first enshrinees with Darlene Lawrence. Talk about the Wonder Twin tonight, Andrea Presley, and her 6th anniversary of radio.
What I feel about her?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so first of all, I adore her. And I remember her supporting me from day one as well, and her just giving me all her love and honor and respect. And I give it right back to her, because to me, she is in a league of her own. That's how I feel about her. She really, truly is.
We go to the next caller, and this person here is another legend at O&E Dynasty. And she did it just maybe 3 months ago. we started a new format. The Battle Network stars. Now you got, it's the best eight greatest shows in a linear year. And, we picked one person as an intern to be part of that, and she showed up and showed out. And she won the battle. The 2021 O&E Battle of Network Stars champion, Arsetta Tunare. How you feel tonight? Welcome to O&E.
Peace and divine light. Hi, Jerry Petito.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I am loving your show tonight. I love your guest speaker. He was amazing. And I personally have to shout out to Brother O for the beautiful video that he did for your show on Facebook.
It was beautiful. Yes.
Thank you. It was so beautiful.
You did such a good job. And I was sitting here listening to the show, and I know I'm a baby myself, but this your show made me think about Chuck Berry and
yes.
Gladys Knight and
yes.
also Richie Valens.
Oh, wow. Richie Valens.
Yeah.
Wow, La Bamba. You hear that, Jerry? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, she taking me back now. Wow. Go, Arsette. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, not until October. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, yes, and another thing about that, I'm excited about October. The day of the nomination, October 17th, is my birthday. So not only will I get to celebrate the Dirty 30, but I will also get to celebrate the nomination. Sister Bessie, I am rooting for you. You got this. Congratulations again, and congratulations to all of our ONE hosts, all of the enshrinees, from Huni Bakatoon to you, Jerry Petito, to you, Brother O, and to soon-to-be Sister Betsy.
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, we're proud. You know, Jerry, we have to say to this young lady already, you know, have a title to her resume of broadcasting, you know, and which you've won this before, Battle Network Stars, even though you were part of a team at that time.
Her energy is off the charts. Her energy is off the charts. And I cracked up even today when she was commenting on the video you made. Like, she's just an incredible supporter of ONE. And I want to thank her for that first and foremost.
Yes.
Yes, you know,
indeed.
Never change. Absolutely stay who you are. And 30, man, you are a baby girl.
Mm-hmm,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah, I remember 30. 2010. No, 2020. I'm just kidding. I turned 30 in 2000. And it's amazing how time flies. You know, that was Y2K and all those crazy stuff, right? And, you know, Jerry, you know, you my big sister. I'm not going to talk about her age. She can bring it up herself, but I'm not going to ever tell a lady's age on the radio. I know she's proud. But, you know, being 51, you know, I just being able to hear those songs, Arset, as a little kid, Covering Up Man, and Sister Bessie brought up, you know, wonderful, about Frankie Lyman. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah,
yeah.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Like, that is amazing. So, Arset, we appreciate you, man. And when is your next show?
My next show is September the 14th. I will be releasing the title on the 1st of the month. So please tune in. It will be right here on your mother and father's favorite station of all stations, ONE, syndicated station, brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment.
All right now. All right now. You heard what she said. Now, of course, before we go into gozy time, it's all about Jerry Petito. First of all, I want to talk about my lifetime achiever this year. And you haven't got a chance to really tell her how I feel. Matter of fact, we got one more caller before I do that. All right. Caller, you know, I believe I know who this is, and I'm going to give her the utmost announcement and introduction. This young lady is taking one of our greatest franchises in the history of ONE Dynasty, one that I used to anchor back in 2013, News Forum, to another level. She's always on time. Well, other than them MP3s, I had to throw that out there. She's always available. I said I was going to get her. I said I was going to tease on the air about it. But when she brings them, she's always prepared. The show is flawless, and she gives you her heart. The first ever host to ever talk about commutations and exonerations of inmates ever. One of the only ones in the history of internet radio that dedicates her shows to that facet. No one has done it better. Her name is Chinchilla J, the news anchor at ONE Dynasty. She is our anchor. Young lady, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. How are you tonight?
Hi,
hey, Jerry. Hi.
Enjoyed the show
that I heard tonight.
Thank you.
We love that voice. You know who it is when you talk.
That's funny. So I'm so glad I heard the portion that I did. And I got on as soon as I got off my Zoom, and I enjoyed it. And the callers that called in, especially Will of God with his crazy self. And I was so surprised. He wasn't all hype tonight. He was actually like talking like calm, and it was different, but I was like, wait a minute, is that Will?
that was great.
That was him.
Well, first of all,
just keep up the good work, Jerry. And
thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, can't wait to the next show. And And remember we were talking about Anthony Wright, one of the guests that was on News Forum back in the winter. And so a lot's been happening with Anthony Wright, and he will be the guest on Sunday night. He wrote a book, Brother O, now.
Yes,
he wrote a book. Yeah, and the cops that were corrupting his case, they've been arrested, the corrupt cops in his case. And so, and now his book dropped. So this month has been an awesome month for him. So tomorrow he's going to be on tomorrow, and then tonight he's going to be on News Forum. And for
it's funny that I heard that story back home in Philadelphia. So I'm in New York tonight, but back home in Philadelphia, I heard it on KYW News Radio, and I called you that day. I said, Chinchilla, you ain't gonna believe this. I said, what? The guys that did it, we had Anthony Wright on the Dynasty, Jerry Petito, talking about his case.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Exoneration, right. And now the cops are going to jail for what they did, man. Oh,
very cool.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, now we can't say, we all know. I mean, we're gonna give you the floor too, and then Jerry. I want you to talk to Chinchilla right there. Chinchilla, when is your next show? We already know, but when is your next show?
Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. And y'all will get to hear the story of Anthony Wright again. And he's going to talk about his book because it's all about his wrongful incarceration and everything. And, you know, so his book is pretty good. It's a good book. It's a very good book.
Oh,
so
man.
Sunday night,
so 9:30
p.m.
I got to get Jerry Blavitt's book, and I got to get Anthony Wright's book. Hall of Famer, what do you have to say to this young lady, man, that definitely has, man, she's on her way, man, to probably win that Sonya Griffin Award for New Host of the Year. What do you feel about Chinchilla Jeff?
Well, I'm glad I have an opportunity to talk to you personally. I need you to know that I do call in to your shows, but I can't talk. I can't press one on most of the shows on the weekends. My daughter has become a stepmom with six other children, five with disabilities. So I help her on the weekends. So I just want you to know that. I do call in to give everybody the support on most of all the shows, but most of them I can't, like, talk when I'm with all the kids. So your show is awesome. I think what you do is absolutely incredible. And your guests are off the charts. And the information you bring to the table, listen, don't ever stop doing it. Don't ever stop doing it because you are a huge, huge outlet for people that don't feel they have a voice.
Wow, thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you.
It's the truth.
And
the
you
truth.
Are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And now we go to Jerry Petito for final thoughts about tonight in her interview with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame disc jockey, where I will love to be one day. Okay? I'm working hard. My life is not done. Okay, just because I've ruled the internet, I want to get to the next level. You got to have goals. And Jerry Blavitt, Wolfman Jack, Georgie Woods are my heroes.
Yep.
In broadcasting, there's only one hero. You know who he is, the great John Facenda. So, Lord, oh boy, let me shut up so I can do it in Ngozi time next. Jerry, talk about this night with Jerry Blavitt, the Gita with the Ita.
So I'm going to share something with everyone listening, a couple things. I will be meeting him next month. Yay, I cannot wait for that. And he will sign my book because I have his book. His book is incredible. And I remember calling you up, and I already knew what your answer was going to be, and I said, Brother O, I only have one opening the rest of the year. And I said, it's in August, and I have one of two people I would like to give the spot to on O&E, Jerry Blavitt or Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. And I already knew, and you were like, listen, I'm a DJ, Jer, please. And I was like, you got it, baby, you got it. So, and here we are tonight, and, you know, Jerry Blavitt to me, I mean, I'm going to tell my age. Everybody knows my age. I'm 60 years old. Even, like he said, he started a year before I was born. He started really in 1960. I was born in 61, and I've listened to him since I was a kid. I mean, this man is a legend. He's one of the greatest legends of all time. He was with American Bandstand before Dick Clark was. I mean, think about what he has done. So tonight, for me, I'm on cloud nine and will continue to be.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate what you've done on a constant basis. And now it's Ngozi time, and we all know, you know, during Ngozi time, we always hear from our commissioner who will give us, you know, what she feels on tonight, how she feels about the company, and bring it back to me. She is the third ever commissioner of ONE Dynasty, and she is right now the presiding commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Angela.
Enjoy the show, like always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoying the conversation. This is what I love. I love hearing my fellow hosts call in and support and share about their shows and just share because we are a family. So I want to thank them tonight for just being who they are. Great show. Again, thank you for all that you do. You are amazing. I can't tell you enough how amazing you are. I love you so much because you took me in when I became a part of this network, and you have poured into me, and I thank you for all that you have done.
I know that Jerry Petito would love to say some things. Of course, it's a dozy time, but I want to also give thanks to our commissioner. I can never say it enough. This young lady does everything when it comes down to this business I asked her to do, and it is important. I don't need to, you know, piggyback what she said. She said what she said. Y'all, people who are part of ONE, you knew what she said. You know what she said. Let's do better. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we have another person, the person that's talking right now, the person that just finished, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith and her show. She's also a, you know, a host here at ONE Dynasty, Walking in Purpose. And I got a surprise track that I'm not going to tell her what I'm going to do, but it's going to blow her mind. 9:30 Eastern Daylight tomorrow night on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation has advertising from ONE, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise. We, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time at Bevlet.com. We're Ngozi Turbo for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi Appearance, Google Plus, Oladele Malaywa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay. Dotty goes with my and gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio producer and shrinee, but most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malaywa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. ONE Dynasty is fantastic. We have the best family in radio. No one can touch us. And if you are radio stations that hear this and you don't feel the same way, you need to shut your station down. And now to the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. But most importantly, first I love saying that, but most importantly, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame achiever in the life of broadcasting, the Jersey Jewel, with her next poem. I know she got a lot to say. The wonderful Jerry Petito. The mic is yours.
The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Shoe Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me, my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, their station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this. I swear this one is true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Aladel Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Oh, my God, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.